My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Schrein and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you, thank you. Here they are again, the Ministry of All the Talents. John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. And presiding over the score sheet, incorruptible, the Iron Lady, Mary Bell. John, yeah. Quite apart from the best known one, which is in E flat, he also composed... Charming music, I think. He wrote, John, a serious symphony, a capricious one, and that singular one. He also found time to manage a glassworks and open a sawmill in northern Sweden.
Good Lord, that's blown it.
Who was he? not a lot of people you could confuse him with.
No, they're not. No, he's a singular composer, and his name is Berwald.
That's right. That was his Symphonie Singulière. Franz Berwald.
Yes.
Sweet piece of music, wasn't it, that?
Yes.
I thought. Yes, yes.
Well, Tchaikovsky, shouldn't it?
Yes, but earlier. Deal earlier.
Mm-hmm.
1796. Frank, your question. A quartet of siblings, children of a novelist. There were four of them. A composer, a poetess, a detective story writer, and the brother who wrote this little review song.
Fisherman's life is a life that's gay as he sails on the open sea. And your vagabond's life on the great highway is a life that is fine and free. The steeplejack and the blacksmith back rejoice in their employment. But your job I've got what chops the lot for open air enjoyment. Pulling down London, smashing up the town, that is the life for me. A breaking up of beauty and a knocking of a jam, under the sky so free. So whack that rope and bang them walls and scatter the old brickbats. And down with the adultery and the temple and St. Paul.
And up with a service, that's by G.
Just up with a service.
Pulling down London. Who were the four siblings, Frank?
The Fargens.
Yes.
And that was right. Herbert Fargen.
He was Herbert Fargen, the little review writer. The poetess was...
Eleanor Fargen.
Yes,
the children's author. Very
yes, indeed,
children's.
Yes, true. The detective story writer, J. Jefferson Fargen, and the composer, who was my composition professor at the Royal Academy of Music.
No,
not Herbert. Harry. Harry Fargen was the composer. Yes. All children of B.L. Fargen, Victorian three-volume novelist.
The Herbert Fudgen instituted the little reviews.
Yes,
from personally, which that, from if which only that because came. The little theatre.
Yes, they came. That was from Nine Sharp. That song, Pulling Down London.
Pre-war,
Herbert Fudgen. Yeah.
All other reviews were large.
One of the first shows I ever did in London was called The Glass Slipper, which was by Eleanor Fudgen, with music by Clifton Parker. And we did it at the St. James's Theatre just after the war. And she came to rehearsals, and she was a marvellous person.
Wow.
She wore huge brown boots, and she had very, very thick glasses, and wore a great big sort of tweedy overcoat. And I don't think I ever saw... Well, she did take it off once, and there were great cardigans underneath
yes,
it.
Yes,
and her hair sort of done in a bun, and she usually wore a woolly hat, and she was the kindest, sweetest, yes, nicest yes, person yes,
lovely,
possibly
lovely.
Imagined.
They're a marvellous family, actually. Lovely people, the Fargens. Ian, your question. A very different sort of family, this. A captain, a Scots engineer, a doctor, and big ears. I wonder if you can name them.
I only really got sort of into the sort of space age with Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
A bit late for this, actually.
This was Star Trek. I know that, but
right.
I seem to remember there was somebody called Spock.
That's right, Mr. Spock. Mr. Captain Spock. Kirk, Scotty, Dr. McCoy, all the rest of them. There was Lieutenant Uhura for a while that I was rather keen on.
But
and Nurse Chapel. Weren't you keen on Nurse Chapel?
Well, not so much. Not so much.
I seem to think it was the sort of thing I would come in and it would be on with Rosie and John glued to it. And I'd say, oh dear, and go out.
Dennis, I filed this record at home under three words. Stern, mince, meter. It occurred to me that after we've heard a couple of phrases, you might shed some light on that. Stern, mince, meter. Stern, mince, meter. Stern mincemeat.
Yes, it's very interesting. I'm told by Ian that's Bach.
Yes.
And you say you filed this record.
Correct.
You're in the habit of filing records. Yes. No, you put records away.
I do. Neatly, yes.
And you wrote Stern mincemeat on a thing by Bach. Uh huh. And are you still getting those headaches?
I knew I would suffer one way or another with that.
I have no idea why you would write. It's like your mind actually does get beyond me at times. Stern mincemeat. I don't know. It's obviously something to do with some early problem with your mother.
I think I'll interpose.
Certainly not sheep may safely grain.
I will interpose at that point that Isaac Stern and Shlomo Mintz and the conductor Zubin Mehta, of course, as you all knew, didn't you, in that performance of the Bach double concerto.
Talking of Irish fiddlers...
Shlomo Mintz, yeah.
Isaac Stern gave a recital once at the Festival Hall, and there was a knock on his dressing room. He said, "Who's there?" This is Yehudi. Yehudi who?
Actually, I can never hear that Bach double concerto without remembering a very clever version that was done by Tom Springfield. This one.
Ouvrez la fenêtre, merci bien. Où est la plume de ma tante chérie? Voulez-vous vous promener avec moi? Eine kleine Nachtmusik und viele Schnitzel mit. Apfelstrudel, Achtung, Fräulein, noch ein Bier, das ist...
Later he does Italian and Greek in the same sort of dog way. Six notes. They occur in different rhythms at the start of various themes. John, what part of the world, please, does this evoke? I think it bears the stamp of the man who wrote it. It
has stamp.
That
sort Franco
of...
Bolli.
No, not
Franco Bolli. It's a symphony by Franco Bolli. It's conducted by Sir Henry Wood, who they used to call Timbre.
No, you take me far too literally. I just meant it bears the stamp. So,
I mean, I know that tune so well.
Yeah, it's one of the Slavonic dances by Dvořák.
Oh.
So the part of the world for half a mark would be...
Oh, it would be Bohemia.
It would indeed. That was the answer I was after some minutes ago. Yes, right.
That was the stamp, was it?
Yeah. Frank, the same six starting notes.
Oh, I can see Cliff. Looking hardly a day younger. on the bus.
Yes, that's right.
And
the very film.
And the shadows.
Yep.
Yes. Walking backwards and forwards in the same place. And it's, we're all going on a summer holiday.
That's right. With Richard's film, yes, film thing. Ian, moving the first note up an octave, we get this. One of the great melodies. What is it?
Oh, yes, it's from the Messiah.
Yes, he shall...
Handel's Messiah. He shall feed his flock,
yes,
or something.
You're vague because it's not one of your songs, is it?
Yes, you see, that's right.
But you have to have heard it a time or two.
Yes,
of course.
Yes.
He shall feed his flock. Yes, you're right, it's from Handel's Messiah. Dennis, a little repeat of the second note and we get this.
Let it snow.
Let it snow.
Let it snow. Let it snow.
I can't and
Sammy can, yeah.
That's right. Ian, let's start with you, please, this time round.
Gracious.
What is this I read, Ian, by the Times music critic Nicholas Kenyon? What is he talking about? I quote, a montage of sleazy bars, mafioso rivalries, fated romance from West Side Story, dingy plotted murder from The Postman Always Rings Twice, B-movie stories and twisted characters, all sewn together by the ingenious skill of Jonathan Miller, and all, unaccountably, set to music by Giuseppe Verdi a century ago. Is that great? Isn't it?
Yes, that's marvellous. And it's a marvellous production it was, too.
Yes.
Jonathan Miller's Rigoletto.
Rigoletto.
By the English National Opera.
Indeed, yes, Rigoletto. John, outside a sleazy inn, there's some conversation between Robert Merrill and Anna Moffo.
Pure tempo a guarirne t'ho lasciato.
Io no.
Povera cor di donna, al fila infame. Ma ne avrai vendetta, o Gilda.
Pietà, mio padre.
Very soon, someone is going to sing a hugely popular song. What is it, John?
None.
Correct. Frank, here is that song, recorded by Gili in
1934. La donna è mobile, il pianto in viso è menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual più al vento, muta da cielo.
La
donna è mobile means the woman's army.
That's good.
Claim a bonus.
Well, you'll get this. 1934, that recording. What else happened in that year?
And if Hitler
happened, so yes,
Hitler did something nasty, even really spectacular. He was made Führer, made himself Führer. I had my 14th birthday, and overnight changed from a plump 5'1" to a extremely thin 6'4". there were riots in Mesopotamia.
You've got the idea. Yes.
There was an altercation on a Paris street.
Is he warming to his task?
Is this the thing you want? I mean, tell me.
The leaves came out in the spring, didn't they? Yeah. I've written down here what happened in 1934, and I've written down here anything Frank cares to mention.
Had I but known.
There he was. Blindbourne was founded, incidentally. The Queen Mary was launched. Henry Cotton won the Open at Sandwich.
Therefore, the Open Sandwich was invented. Yes.
Ian, I know you answered the first question, but have a go at this without getting a mark for it, if you will. A superb voice, I'm sure you'll agree, from a man who began as a violinist in American dance bands.
Who?
La figlia dell'amore, schiavo son dei vezzi tuoi, con un detto sol tu.
Born 1904.
Oh, I don't know, but if you hadn't told me that he played the violin in American dance bands, I could have hazarded a guess at all sorts of famous names, because it's beautiful singing.
Yeah.
Jack Benny.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it was Jan Pierce.
Oh, Jan Pierce.
Jan Pierce, P-E-E-R-C-E. Yeah, yeah. In his dance band days, Dennis, I read, Jan Pierce would occasionally take the vocal refrain.
I'm not surprised.
No, indeed. That word, Dennis, refrain, what's its etymon? What's its origin?
That's where I'm concerned, it means, when they say refrain from smoking,
yes.
Vocal refrain in my case means refrain from singing. I don't know. Refrain. Is it? I don't know whether the re is a kind of prefix, or whether it's all one word.
Mm.
Is it? Can you help me
well,
to that
yes,
extent?
It's really the re is that'll do it to do again. Of course, what you do is you choose your dictionary. The Oxford Dictionary gave me Middle English, Roman, Old French, refrangere, refract, and then Chambers Dictionary gave Old French, frangere, frangere, to break, as between verses. So a refrain breaks the verses up. Which will do, I think, won't it?
Oh, that'll do. That'll do. I mean, I don't know quite what it'll do for anybody, but it dismisses the subject.
Another word was Bertham.
The best thing that could have happened. Yes. So back affectionately to the dance band days.
It's a happy day. Doodle-oodle-oodle-oodle-oodle-ay. You and me, for us and we, all the clouds have rolled away.
Sam Brown there with Jay Wilbur's band in the days gone beyond recall. Or perhaps not beyond recall, let's find out. John, this isn't your speciality, I know, but you were around, and I think you might just know the name of this singer with the smile in his voice.
There's a girl who lives next door to me, who's got the fellas all up a tree. They go for her in a great big way, but she won't give them a tumble. And here is what they say when she's walking down the street. All the boys yell mighty sweet, hey Mabel, wait for me.
Typical Billy Cotton number.
Oh, yeah.
The singer's name, John. You often help Frank, so perhaps Frank can help you here.
Is it Breeze?
Yes.
Alan Breeze.
Alan Breeze.
Kind of the Breeze.
Yes, it was. Alan Breeze with Billy Cotton.
Listening to that Sam Brown record, it's such a pleasant voice, isn't it?
Yes.
It's so ironic that Sam Brown wasn't, in fact, a belter.
Oh, no. Frank, the impeccable Ambrose Orchestra. Incidentally, a far from impeccable moment from the first trumpet player. But who's the singer that follows the band phrase?
Wrong, would it be wrong to kiss? Seeing I feel like this, would it be wrong?
Really a crooner, a real crooner, yes. In those days. Did you recognise
that? Not Billy Lynn, is it?
No, it's
not
the other
Dame,
way. No,
it's and therefore, it's Anne Shelton.
Yes, it's Anne Shelton. Yes, Anne Shelton it was. Ian, Jay Wilbur's band again, with a singer who ended up with Geraldo.
We three were all alone, living in a memory.
That's a tune one associates with a totally different sort of combination of people.
Yes.
But that is that not Dorothy Carlos?
Dorothy Carlos is right. Who were the people you had in mind?
Well, Harry Corris and Enoch and
Ramsbottom and me.
Yes, Ramsbottom and me.
To save all the Robbie Vincent and Cecil Fredericks.
Yes. Right, yes. Was it Happy Drone, wasn't it?
Happy Drone.
Dennis, there used to be a flourishing business among look-alike band-leading brothers. Notably, in my experience, because I played for them, Morris Winnick and his brother Percy Winnick looked very much alike, particularly in the pre-television days, which meant it was quite possible for there to be two bands, one in Scotland, the other in Plymouth, both Morris Winnick and his orchestra, and somebody who looked like him standing in front waving his arms about. The relationship on this record, though, was father and daughter.
No laughing matter, darling. I'm in love with you.
You got her?
Yeah, well, the father and daughter, the only father and daughter, and it is her, actually. It's Harry Davis, who was the... Harry Davis's daughter. Harry Davis is the good-looking saxophone player who used to what they call front the Oscar Rabin band. Well, Oscar Rabin sat in the band and did the business side of it.
Yes.
And his daughter Beryl Davis.
Beryl Davis.
Went to America
to Hollywood,
and did very well and married. It was really funny because I had to look up something on her for another program with which I am connected. And this was about a year ago, and I traced her to her, where she married the man, a man called Peter Potter, who presented Jukebox Jury. And in this book, where it told me this, it said, Peter Potter, a very well-known West Coast disc jockey. And there's an asterisk after disc jockey, and at the bottom is a note which says, disc jockey is an American word for announcers who present records.
Put me amongst the girls, Una Fair, Mabel, welcome home. Choose your favourite out of those four as we move into our home stretch. And the quiz part being already over, the announcement of our eventual winner. Frank kicks off the singing with a music hall favourite from 1907.
Put me amongst the girls. Put me amongst the girls. Do me a favour, do. You know I do as much for you. Put me amongst the girls. Those with the curly curls, they'll enjoy themselves and so will I. If you put me amongst the girls. Love them.
John, Una Fair.
Una Fair. This is a song given me by my lovely next-door lady, who's a musicologist from Ireland. And she gave me a whole bundle of songs, and I said, well, I've tried those, but give me really one marvellous Irish tune. And she gave me this one, and I think it is a marvellous... It's a sad song. And it goes... A Una Avlon un liom ruc Thoreish da vash da vondro hoyna Fioc a
To save 999 letters, is your record of that available in the shops?
No, it's not, and I don't think it will be. No.
Una Fair. Sung by Miss Bessie Chester in Just Fancy, it says on the song copy. That was in 1920. Now, most of a lifetime later, it's sung by Mr. Dennis Norton.
Mabel ran a table in a tea shop. Mabel by the table stood. Fellas passing by, catching Mabel's eye, felt the tea would do them good. Mabel was unusually able. She could entertain a man. So however cold it got, there was always something hot at the table. Mabel ran.
Good old Herman Daruski again.
Yes.
See that song? Right. Now, welcome home. Ian sets the scene.
Why, even when I leave this neighbourhood for only a day, to go to the beach or the vineyards across the bay, no matter what I do or see, after turning home again, I get to that corner and then sweet voices... I hear sweet voices calling to me. Welcome home, says the street. As I hurry on my way, welcome home sings the gate like a song. Welcome home, says the door, glad to feel your hand once more. Now you're back where you belong. Welcome home, says the chair, holding out its friendly arms. Welcome home, says the bed, rest on me. Now you're back where you should be. Close your eyes, and the world will settle down to sighs. Welcome home, ticks the clock. Now it's time to get undressed. Welcome home, says the floor to your shoe. Then you turn out the light, and the darkness says good night. Welcome home to you. Welcome home to you.
And thank you for having us in your home. A final victory sets the score sheet for nobody at all. It's a tie this week. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.